5 minutes of sunshine for teachers. I'm your host, Kevin Fitch. If you ever have any questions or comments, go to 5 minutes of sunshine for teachers on X and send us a message. We'd love to hear from you. One of the things I learned about kids at school when I first started teaching is that any rules they have at home about keeping their spaces clean go out the window when they walk through the school doors. For the first few days of school, we talk a lot about organization and keeping your desks clean. The kids eagerly listen and seem excited about the organizational tips and tools I give them. They promise to keep everything neat and tidy. I'll say things like, "We have a red folder for your homework and any papers that need to go home. This folder goes in your backpack and always stays in your backpack. When you get homework or a paper that needs to go home, where are you going to put it?" They all hold up the red folder and repeat what I just told them. Then I'll walk them through how to organize their desks. The textbooks, notebooks, and folders should be stacked neatly on one side of your desk. On the other side, you can put the pencil bag I've given you. We organize the pencil bag. It has all the pencils, pens, highlighters, dry erase markers, and erasers in it. Everything they'll need for class is neatly organized and easy to find. And then I'll tell the class over and over, please, please, please take graded papers and completed work home or just throw them away. Do not stuff them into your desk and do not put any trash in your desk. That's why we have the big trash can over there by the door. Let's keep it clean, people, I tell them, and they smile and they say they will. Usually, everything goes well for the first week or so. I only have to remind 3 or 4 kids to clean out their desks or backpacks. I'm pleased with myself for getting these 25 rambunctious kids organized. My organizational tips and tricks are amazing. I smile and tell myself this year is going to be different. This year, we're going to stay organized and keep it clean. Then, week 2 of school hits. I get an email from a parent wondering if James has any homework. I respond with, "Check the red homework folder in his backpack." They reply with, "What red homework folder? There's nothing in his backpack." Sure enough, when I check James's backpack, it is completely empty. When James and I talk, he doesn't know what happened to the red folder. I go to his desk to take a look and am shocked by the tangled mess of books and papers stuffed into the desk. Everything is on the verge of falling out of it onto the floor. We've only been in school 2 weeks. As we stand there looking at this disaster zone, I ask James, "How did your desk get like this?" He shrugs, pulls everything out of the desk, forming a mountain of debris on the floor. There's textbooks, an overdue library book, trash from every snack time we've had, a half-eaten donut, 3 full juice boxes. There's every piece of paper I've given out, a dozen broken, chewed-up pencils, 2 dry erase markers with no lids, and of course, all of the homework from the past 2 weeks, crumpled and crushed up into wads of paper. The last thing to come out of his desk is the empty red homework folder, battered, but still usable. I look to the trash can, which is 3 steps away from his desk, and remind James to please use it and not his desk for trash. He assures me that he will, cleans up his mess, and reorganizes his desk to my specifications. Finally, we put the red homework folder and what homework we can salvage back into his backpack. Side note, most of the homework is covered in drawings of Minecraft characters, doodles of mythical animals, and stick figures playing soccer. But there's another story here, my teacher friends, another story for later. So, the next week rolls around and James's red homework folder has again disappeared. This time, it's in another student's desk, and once again, his desk is a dumpster fire, clogged with trash, completely disorganized. When I talk to James's mom about how we're working on organization and keeping the red homework folder in his backpack, she's puzzled. He's so organized at home, and his room is spotless. I just smile and assure her that we'll keep working on it at school. Next week, James's desk is not the only disaster zone. Soon, there are 3, 4, 5, 6 desks just like his. It's like an outbreak of the flu. Pretty soon, everybody's desk is trashed out. I've been so busy teaching and doing beginning of the year teaching stuff that I've forgotten the necessity of weekly, sometimes daily, desk cleanouts. And so I implement the Friday is cleaning day rule. I warn the custodian that the trash can will be overflowing on Fridays, and he's ready for it, bringing in his huge trash barrel on wheels and parking it in my room after lunch. And every Friday, we clean out our desks and we fill that trash barrel up. It's unbelievable how much trash 25 little humans generate and can somehow squirrel away in their desks every week. Eventually, the Friday is cleaning day rule takes effect, and some kind of order in the student desks is restored and maintained. Again, I'm happy with myself, and I congratulate myself for getting the class on track and helping them organize. Then, one sunny Thursday afternoon, I ask Maria if she'd get her red homework folder out of her backpack. She trots over to the coat rack, unzips her backpack, and out spills an avalanche of trash and papers, and then the red homework folder. Now I feel completely defeated. We've sort of gotten the desks under control, but the garbage fiesta has just traveled to their backpacks. It's an endless, unwinnable battle. Or is it? One of the beautiful things about teaching is that there's plenty of time. There's time to figure out more ways to win the keep it clean, people, battle. Don't stress out too much about winning every battle and finishing everything each day. Because you know what, my teacher friends? Tomorrow is another day. I am so grateful for everyone's support of 5 Minutes of Sunshine for Teachers. You're the power behind the words, and nothing on this podcast happens without you. If you'd like to give a donation to 5 Minutes of Sunshine for Teachers, it's pretty easy. Go to my Buy Me a Coffee page. In your search bar, just type in coff.ee/KevinFitch, F-I-T-C-H, and it'll take you to the Buy Me a Coffee page. You can also visit our website to get there at rss.com/podcasts/5 Minutes of Sunshine. There's a donation button on the website. Click it, it'll take you to the same place. There are $5, $10 monthly memberships, or you can give whatever you'd like. You're the boss. And so, my friends, thanks again for listening. I'll be dropping new episodes every week, and I hope that these 5 Minutes of Sunshine are encouraging you to do the best job in the world, teaching. I'll see you again next time on 5 Minutes of Sunshine for Teachers.